Welcome to Yoimi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peyo Daf Samechalef in the Ois Vodar edition, Perek Shvi, beginning of Alocha Gimel. The Mishnah says, Ezu Peret. So now the Mishnah is shifting to speak about Peret Ve'olilois, which is the mitzvah of Matnas Anim, where we give the poor from the vines from a vineyard. So we talk about Peret. Peret is equal to Leket. What was the Leket that we learned by grains? When a person is harvesting his field and he has a few pieces that fell down, so that belongs to that name. Sending by a vine, if a person is removing grapes and there's a few grapes that fall down, that belongs to that name. So the Mishnah explains, Ezu peret hanoisher b'shas habetziva, that falls off during the time of harvest, during the time of vintage. Says the Mishnah, Aya boitzer okar es ha'eshkoil huspach be'olim. A person is removing grapes, and then as he's taking out a cluster of grapes, it gets stuck in the middle of other leaves, and then it fell on the floor, and a few grapes, a few berries fell off. That belongs to Baabais, that's not parrot. Parrot is that it falls as naturally, not that it hit something and then it fell on the ground. A person who puts a basket under the vines, while he's doing the harvest, he's considered to be stealing from that name, because these graves that fall on the ground belong to the anim. And he's putting a basket, take it to himself, he's stealing the anim. Al zeh ne'emar, al taseg gvul oilom, don't steal the gvul of the world, which the Gemara explained earlier, that it means oilim, because we call the anim oilim. And one explanation of the Gemara earlier was because loshen seginor, even though they went down, we call them going up. The Mishnah goes on and says, ve'ezohi oilis. What is oilis? Oilis is another matas anim that we have in grapes. And this is unique to grapes. Something called oilus belongs to anim. It's a certain type of cluster of grapes that cluster belongs to anim. What is it? So Mishnah says, kol she'ein lo loy kasef v'loy netif. So the little translation is, katef means a shoulder, and a netif means a dropping. And the Gemara is going to explain what it is, but just as a preview, we're talking about here a certain cluster of grapes that is missing the characteristics of a regular cluster. It doesn't have that many grapes. So what is it? If it doesn't have a kosef, so the way Reb Chaim explains it, you have a middle part of the grape, which is called the shedra, the spine. From that major spine, there is other branches that come out on the top, one on top of each other. And they're called kotev, they're called shoulders. It's big branches that come out, and there are grapes hanging on that. There are berries hanging on these branches that are coming out from the main middle branch. So that's called a kosef. So if you have a cluster, it doesn't have a kosef, it doesn't have grapes on its shoulders, it just has grapes in the middle. And it doesn't have notaf. Notaf means a dropping. Meaning the bottom of this spine, of the middle branch, there's grapes coming down the bottom that they fall off, they drop off towards the bottom of the ground. If you don't have these grapes, you don't have berries there, so then this cluster is considered to be missing, and it belongs to the anim. That's what the Torah gave to the anim. So again, says the Mishnah, doesn't have a shoulder or a dropping. If it does have it, if you're not sure if it has it, you don't know how to define it, so then lanim, it belongs to the anim. So if you have a very large branch that has many clusters on it, and some of them are regular clusters, they have a netif and a kotif, and they do belong to Balabais. And we'll call them, as the Mishnah will call them soon, as a bunch. They are a full cluster that belongs to Balabais. And right next to them, there are the missing clusters, the ones that don't have a kotif and a netif, and they belong to the anim. And they all one next to each other. So you have oilus, which oilus means single berries, not clusters, the ones that belong to the anim. These bunches that belong to the anim that don't have the characteristics of a regular cluster. Shubarakuvo in this big branch connected to other regular clusters. Im nikras im ha'eshkoil. If it comes out with a regular cluster, which we'll call a bunch, meaning when you take the eshkoil, you take a regular cluster that comes out with it, harei shababais. So it's part of the regular grapes that belongs to balabais. Vim lav harei shlanim. But if it stands on its own, even though it's very close to a regular cluster, that belongs to the anim, these type of clusters, these types of bunch, missing the kotif and the netif. Karga yichidi, what happens if you have a single berry, not with anything else? Vidoyme Eshka. They are treated as an Eshka, as a bunch, as a regular cluster. It does not go to that name. That is the oilus, because it doesn't have the regular characteristics of a cluster. And this belongs to that name. Zok the Gemara. Hadom, where you see from the beginning of the Mishnah, that says you're not allowed to put a basket underneath the vines because you're stealing that name. How are you stealing that name? It doesn't belong to that name until it doesn't fall to the ground. So you see from here, Hadom Amro, Perad bin Yishi Rosai Kodesh. Right away when it falls from the tree, even before it hit the ground, it belongs to that name. That's why if you put a basket underneath and you catch it, you're stealing something that already belongs to that name the minute it left the tree. Leisado Pshito Sha'alte Dechalfe. This answers the question of Chalfe. Another gears over here is Ilfa, meaning the word of the Moyer is not his name is not Chalfe, but Ilfa. So this comes to answer the question of Ilfa. The Ilfa Shal, Ilfa asked, Leket ben Ishirosoi Mau Sheigdosh. A leket, when it falls, should have a din of Gdusha. Meaning, if the Baal Bais makes it Hegdish, while the grapes are falling in the air, he says, these grapes that are in the air, I'm giving it to Hegdish. Does he have the ability to do that because it still belongs to him? Or right away when he left the tree, belongs to the Anim, and he can make it Hegdish. So the Chur from our Mishnah, you see clearly, that the minute the grapes left the tree, they belong to the Anim. That's why it's considered to be Gezel, when he catches it in the basket. So you cannot make it Hegdish. That answers the question of Ilfot. Says the Gemara of Samechavol Beis, Omav Shmuel Barav Dumo, Shani, you can answer this. It's not a good proof. Shehu Gorem Loi Shelo Yered La'aretz. Meaning, even though the Anim don't koine the Anovim, they don't koine the grapes until it reaches the ground, there's still, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to put a basket on the ground. Not because he's stealing the Anim, because it doesn't really belong to the Anim yet, but he's going to cause a steal to the Anim. Because by the fact that he's putting a basket on the ground, he's preventing the grapes from reaching the ground. When does the grapes become the Anim's? When it touches the ground. He's not allowing the Anim to have it. So even though it's not a real gezel means you're stealing something that belongs to somebody else. Here he's not stealing something that belongs already to somebody else. He's just preventing that thing from becoming something that belongs to somebody else. He still gets it to be stealing, even though it's not a real gnevel. And that's what our Mishnah means. There's no raya that belongs to the Anim before it reached the ground. And you can't answer the question of Ilfo, does the Baal Bais have the ability to make it Hegdish? Says the Gemara Ezui, Oidolos Kol Shein Ola Kotef Ola Nef, according to the Mishnah, that any cluster doesn't have a Kotef or a Netef, so that is Oidolos that belong to the Anim. Says the Gemara, Yesh La Kotef of Eloi Netef, if it does have a shoulder, but doesn't have a dropping. Netef of Eloi Kotef, it has a dropping, doesn't have a shoulder. Le Baal Bais, then it belongs to Baal Bais. Vim Sofek, you're not sure, Lani. Ezui Kotef, what does it mean? A Kotef, what does it mean? A shoulder. Psigim Zu Al Gabi Zu. So as we mentioned, Reb Chaim learns it means you have the main branch in the middle, which is called the spine. You have other branches coming up on top. And there you have bunches of grapes that grow on it, and each one is on top of each other, creating here the cluster. Ezui Notef, what is the dropping? Hatluyot Bashizro Viordis. The ones that are hanging in the bottom of the spine and they go down, they drop down. Rabbo b'shem Yudo, Fehem Shiyu Kulum Noigois Bepas Yodoi. So the Gemara understands what does it mean? Meaning everything needs to touch his hand. Oilois is only when you have very few grapes and you can put everything on your hand, on the palm of your hand, then it's oilois. If it's larger than that, so even though it does not have a kotef and a notef, it doesn't belong to the Anim. Says the Gemara, that can't be. There was a story that they measured, they weighed the oilolois in Tzipori, the oilolois that belong to the Anim, and it weighed 7 litres. So that's a very large amount. It doesn't go in the palm of the hand. Says the Gemara, the finish is different. What an oilolois is when you put that cluster, that missing cluster, on a flat surface, all the berries that are in the cluster will touch the surface. Why? Because it's a missing cluster. It doesn't have a lot of berries. A normal cluster, if you put it on a surface, it's going to be there's so many berries, one on top of each other, some of them will touch the surface, but some of them will pile up on top and will not be able to touch the surface. If you're able to take a cluster of grapes, put them on a surface, and every single berry will touch the surface, That is a definition of oilolis. And that's what the Gemara said before, that it touches the kaf yado. If it's small, it will touch the palm of his hand. If it's larger, it will touch a surface, a tavla. Tavla is a big surface. But if all the berries are able to touch that background, that makes that, defines it as oilolis. Says the Gemara, Ben Levi, shenismanu loy meiser, meaning Ben Levi that got meiser from a Yisrael, tevel, which is tevel, meaning that he still needs to take out of it trumas meiser, the part that the Levi needs to give the kohen. Umotso betoichoi oilos, and he finds oilos, and l'chur this oilos belongs to the poor. Hareze oise oisom trumas meiser b'mokoyim acher. Meaning, for the purpose of this Gemara, you can use these oilos as part of the trumas meiser to give it to the kohen. Says the Gemara, v'oilos lav shel onyu. What do you mean? It belongs to the poor. Does not even belong to a kohen or to the Levi, and that's not part of what you can give the trumas meiser. It's part of Mount Sinai. Rav Avin Mishem Rabbanin Tamotz. Rav Avin Nim Rabbanin Abovel answers Ani Yomer Ima Nikrotzois Ima Eshkolos. We're talking about a case that we spoke at the end of the Mishnah. That you have that very large branch that has many clusters one next to each other, and when you take out the big clusters that belong to Baal Bais, these small ones come with it. So therefore, they all belong to the Baal Bais, and when he gives it to the Levi, it is a real Meiser, and he can give out of it Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. The Mishnah ended by saying that Gargo Yechidi, one single berry, Machlekes, if that's considered to be Oilos or not. Says the Gemara of Simon, Taimer, the reason the Abuda holds that it belongs to Baal Bais is because of what it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, V'nishar boy Oilos kenoikef zais, Shnaim Shloisho Gargrib, meaning that the Navi Yeshaya is saying there will be only very few left, and there will be like when you take out from the olive tree, what will be left? Oilolois, which are very missing clusters, only 2-3 berries. So what do you see from here? That if you have 2-3 berries, that is the definition of oilolois. Oilolois means a very missing cluster that has only very few berries on it. But if it's only a single berry, that's not considered to be a missing cluster. It's not a cluster at all. And that's how we're using here the gear of Rav Chaim, pochus mikan, less than 2 or 3, eshkol, that's not considered to be oilolois, a missing cluster. It has the din of a regular cluster, meaning an eshkol, a bunch, and that does not go to the anim, that goes to Baal Bais. So based on the pasuk that defines oilolois as 2 or 3 berries, we learn, says Rav Yudo, that one berry is not oilolois and belongs to Baal Bais. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Samech Aleph.